Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows. Hello, my name is Holly Hartman, and you are here with the Wise Women Collective Radio Show. And I'm here with the fabulous co-hosts Brooke Haynes and Liz Schuessler-Williams, and our amazing guest for today, Deborah Edwards. And we're so excited to have her on to be able to talk about how she shows up with intention in her life. And this is, she does it with such beautiful grace in the way she shows up in the world. And I can't wait to dig into it and hear her wise wisdom as we explore this together today. So Deborah, can you introduce yourself to our listeners and let them know who you are and what you do in the world?
I sure will. I'd be happy to. Hi, everybody. My name is Deborah Edwards, and I am the founder of Grateful Om. I teach mindfulness and meditation and self-sustaining leadership practices. And as we discussed earlier, I'm trained in Ayurveda. And really what I do is I take all of that information that I have gathered through the years, and I help women empower themselves through self-care, through practices and awareness, and all of the different ways. My heart is just filled when I can help someone come to an awareness of ending their suffering or making their life better. And so that's what I do through coaching and writing and a lot of other things.
Oh, I love that, Deborah. Well, the world is much brighter with you in it, for sure. And I know you do a newsletter that people can, so well, at the end of the show, we'll let people know how they can connect with you to learn more about some of those things. And Deborah is a part of the Wise Woman Collective community, and we've gotten an opportunity to really get to know her in lots of facets of what she does. And she's definitely multidimensional. And what I find fascinating from watching you over the past year, really getting to know you, is how you show up with so much intentionality. And what I see, because I think a lot of women struggle with this, is healthy boundaries around your intentionality. So would you mind talking about a little bit about some of the ways you show up intentional with either your personal relationships or your professional relationships, and how you show up with your business with healthy boundaries with intention?
I think the one thing that I want, the biggest thing that I think allows me to be very intentional with wherever I am, if I'm in a friendly room, an unfriendly room, if I'm in, you know, in the dining room with my husband, whatever, what really informs everything is me having an awareness of who I am and how I want to be in the world. And when I am doing different things, then I can put a boundary on myself. Am I really presenting in the way that aligns with my intentions and my vision for the world? Because if I want peace on earth, then I got to start with peace in me. And so what I spend a lot of my time doing is creating the space for me to allow that peace in me. And that's what I do in my business as well, is inform women especially, and men and women, anybody really that I come in contact with, because you know me, but informing of how you can create more space for yourself and create that peace within yourself, and shining a light on the suffering that you're doing for no reason. And, you know, allow you to let go of that so that you don't have to suffer in that situation, and you empower yourself to not suffer in that situation. I could tell a little story that just started my journey, right? Because I was really suffering in my life in a lot of different ways. My work, my personal life, everything just, if you'll excuse the expression, sucked. And so I went to a Oprah Live Your Best Life tour, And I saw Deepak Chopra, and he said one little sentence. He said, "You are the captain of your own ship." And I was like, what? You know, it was like, I had no idea that I could really make decisions that's going to, you know, allow me to decide what my life is going to look like. You know, I was talking to my husband the other day. I didn't want an MBA. My mom wanted an MBA. So I was getting an MBA. And then I'm like, why the hell am I doing this? And so, you know, those kinds of things, you know how hard it is to get an MBA. And I did take MBA classes and did very well. But it was not my joy. It was not my decision. Mm-hmm. And once you're able to have that awareness of what you want your life to look like, or you want to spend your time doing, then it's easier to put those boundaries up, and it's easier in every moment to choose intentionality.
I love that. I was going to ask you if there was a story that connected to it, and I could totally see what you're coming from. And what I hear is that it starts with you. And like, when it starts with you, then what? Like that, it sounded like that first acknowledgement of like, oh, it starts with me. And then it sounds like that started a whole path. But I can see that Lynn is itching to jump in here. And so I want to invite Lynn if she has some things to share as well.
Well, you know, Deborah is someone who has really taught me a lot personally about how to think about self-care. And what you just said, Deborah, is such a great example of that. I feel like, you know, what I want to ask you is, you know, if somebody hears self-care and they think, I don't have time to go get a massage every week or whatever, right? I know you know better about what it really means. And you know, you just mentioned self-boundaries as one thing it really means. And I totally resonate with that. But, you know, I think about our listeners, maybe just, can you define for them a more holistic way to think about self-care, or a more appropriate way to think about self-care than just like a spa day?
Okay, so first thing I will say, and I'll be complete, I get a massage every week.
Yeah. So. I didn't mean to diss that. I just meant
it's something. And the reason why I first started getting self-care every week is I was single and I knew how important touch is to your well-being. So it wasn't because I was like wanting to be all she and everything, but it's because holistically it's going to make my experience in life better. So my definition of self-care is those actions that you take that allow your present moment to be better, whatever that is, whether it is calling your friend and saying, I'm going to be 10 minutes late, so you don't stress the whole time when you're getting ready to go in there, just identifying in every moment how that is going to A, bring joy in your life, yeah. B, get rid of something that's a stressor, and C, allow you to amplify whatever your experience is so that it aligns with what your true intention is for your life. You know, there's a couple of things that guide me. I want to be loved in every situation. I want to not suffer. I hate suffering. So when I'm suffering, I can come up with ways to either prevent it moving forward, or how I'm going to respond to that, that's going to bring me back to my wholeness and peace and to my loving, happy way.
What a beautiful gift that is. Yeah. I heard one of my other leaders at one point gave me this phrase that helped me with my own mantra of my well-being means more than any outcome. And that I hear that in a lot of what you just shared that really helped me to anchor. And sometimes I would have to say it over and over again, my well-being means more than any outcome, until I could believe it. And what I love is that you embody that and you model that in every aspect. It's not just in one area of your life. You truly model that in what you do. And one way that I know you also do that is in Be Present, which is an organization that also teaches that to a certain degree. Do you mind sharing with our listeners what Be Present means to you and where this shows up in your world?
it shows up everywhere in my world. Okay. Because, and in the model that is presented by Be Present, that is taught by Be Present, has helped inform me on how to get into my inner awareness, how I want to respond to different things, how I listen to people, because listening is real important too. But one other thing I wanted to mention before I get into Be Present. You made the comment that my well-being is more important than any outcome. Your well-being informs and contributes to the well-being of the rest of the world, to everybody around you, to every, so that is what my purpose is, right? Because if we have one, you know, like the frequency 500, that ripple, when you're operating in a place of love, it ripples out to the rest of the world. So in a lot of these situations, I'm saying to myself, what is it for me to do? You know, how am I going to serve the world in a way that aligns with my true purpose, mm-hmm. and aligns with the way that I feel like I want the world to be? So that is to my well-being ripples out to my husband, to my friends, to my family, to the grocery store guy. And, you know, I'm not 100%. I'm human. It happens just like everybody else. But for the most part, that's who I am. Yeah. Be Present, the organization that I serve, I'm on the board. I have a lot of roles in here because it aligns so perfectly with my goal to create a community where people can be supported, you know, with mental health and physically and all of that. Give people the tools that they need to be able to access that so that they can, you know, be present and have an awareness of what's going to bring them joy in this very moment and then the next very moment. And then when this stinky thing happens, how am I going to respond? Or when this person is going off the rails, how am I going to listen? So I love this organization, first of all, because we embody a collaborative collaborative leadership completely. I mean, completely. And it shows you the world that can be, right? That we can live collaboratively. We can live from love. And that, you know, ever since I was a little kid and I was just this kind of, I want to say it like a hippie type person, I've always had this beautiful view that we all people can be loved. We can love each other. And this organization gives me hope and gives me a way that I can contribute to that.
I love that. So for somebody, thank you for sharing all that. And thank you for also amplifying back about what I said about more than any outcome, because there is very much truth in that. And I came from a world of a lot of codependence where people would overgive. And that's where that came from, of they would give with not even considering their well-being. So, but I appreciate your perspective on amplifying that, of like how our energy impacts others and that well-being. So thank you for like recorrecting that part of it. So getting to the Be Present, can you tell them a little bit more about like what is the purpose of Be Present? How does it show up in the world? And like, what is its impact that it's supposed to make in the world, from like what your perspective is and how it shows up? Just a little bit more clarity in it.
Well, let's see. The purpose of a mission of Be Present is to allow people to access a model that allows them to live day to day outside the distress of oppression. And not only oppression that is out in the world, but the oppression that we bring on ourselves. So this model invites you to have an awareness of yourself, stay with yourself. It allows you to listen in a clear and present state. The other part of the model is sustaining relationships that are supportive to you, long relationships. And some of those relationships are ones that you may need to, you know, push off a little bit to sustain that relationship in a way that still aligns with love. To say, I love you, but bye. I love you. I'm still here to support you, but I can't have you in my daily life. So Be Present goes all over the world teaching the model. And I'm expanding my view and teaching the model, because that is what I think is going to bring us, a better world. You know, I say one of the things that we do is we have a support group. Everybody in the organization have a support group. And that support group is the group that you meet with on a regular basis that supports your mental health, your well-being. They're there to listen to you. And I have said, and I believe this, I totally believe this, that if everybody in the world had a support group, it would be a totally different world. Because a lot of the things that we're seeing happening in the world now are because people don't have that support, or they feel othered, or they feel separated, you know? And so I believe that it's mine to create those connections and those communities and those collaborations, because that's what informs self-care. That's what creates a better world, in my view. That's what allows us to be able to have that compassion and that empathy that allows us to see someone outside of ourselves and to make different choices about each present moment.
That is so beautiful. I love everything that you shared and the mission of the organization. And I know that Brooke really does a lot with like connection and collaboration and energetic in that way. And I know Lynn's got something to say too. So I'm going to let them kind of volley next and share a little bit more. Lynn?
Well, I was going to let Brooke go, but I'm unmuted, so I will. Devorah, that's just one of the most beautiful statements I've ever heard you make. And I love the idea of a mission to help us all understand connection and collaboration and feel not like other, right? I think there's just so much of that in the social programming that we get bombarded with from the news and the media and the, you know, all the things. We don't have to talk about who they are, but all the things. And I appreciate that so much. So my question for you is, if there's, you know, you've learned a lot from a lot of places, right? The Chopra Center and just, you know, you've been a student and learning for a long time, and just, if you had something that you thought our listeners who maybe are starting on their journey for, you know, understanding how to be present in the world, if they're starting on their, I need to take better self care of myself so I can show up to who I need to show up to in this world, you know, is there like a top tip or a top three or something like that, that is something that you would suggest for people to really pay attention to or really tune into in terms of kind of showing up the way they want to in the world and being supported and that sort of thing, like what you talked about?
Well, of course, I would tell them to go to bepresent.org to to start. Yeah. It's a wonderful place, and it's a wonderful place to get informed about the things that you can do and to learn about the model and all of that. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I would say is to really look at some mindfulness practices, meditation, journaling, those types of things, a lot of times what we need to do, just the very beginning thing we need to do, is just stop, because we are just going like this all day, every day, just trying to get to the next thing. And we are not even thinking about what we want our lives to look like. And so I would invite anybody in the audience to just think about how you're going to take some time to just stop. If you've got to get up 15 minutes early in the morning to just think about what you want to do with your life, do it. If you have to go rent a hotel room to spend the whole day thinking about what you want to do with your life, do it. But just stop and think what you want for yourself. And, you know, and it's baby steps. take little baby steps, because you don't just wake up one day and go, ta-da, I'm going to be the queen of the world, or, you know, I'm going to be the most loving person in the world. Because like I said, I'm not 100%. I've been learning and practicing and doing for years. And I have my days, I have my times. And what I would invite you to do is just to be graceful, to love yourself when those things happen in a way that allows you to not suffer with it. Don't suffer on the journey, right? Just allow yourself to make all of these course corrections that's going to build your life into what it is, what your intention is for your life.
Beautiful.
Correct.
Yeah. What I have to ask you is going to take you a little bit off subject a little bit. And so I was kind of waiting until that was going to be okay. But taking everything that you said today, how do you feel like it applies to your love life? And I'm going to ask you this for this reason. I feel like we are fellow sisters in the way that we have held out and held strong until we found the one, right? And I got to witness you finding the one. And I have been so in love with your love story. And so with all of the practices and all the things that you've talked about today, how did that play out? Do you feel like in finding the one and the way you all have this relationship and how your relationship is every day?
It's everything. It is absolutely everything. I think, let me just tell you what, and I'm going to cry because I'm just, you know, there was, let's say 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe, I said to my therapist, I am damaged goods. I am not worthy of being loved. I just don't think there's any hope for me as far as finding someone to love because I'm not lovable, right? And so all of these things that I've been doing, you know, be present, the mindfulness practices, the meditation, the journaling, going to, you know, different events with the Wise Women Collective, different things. All of those have been informing me and bringing an awareness to my true self. So I felt like there were a couple of things that happened in that journey. One, I found out, and I might even have, I don't have it in that drawer anymore. One, I found out and recognized what I truly want in a relationship. One. Two, I found out that I am more than worthy. I am the bomb diggity, and anybody would be lucky to be in a relationship with me. And that was part of the journey. And I was very clear early on that I had to make myself and love myself and have awareness of what I was bringing into a relationship and the value of that before I could even really have a successful relationship. So how that presents in my relationship with my baby is it is not wonderful every day, right? But I can hold on to those times when it is wonderful. And one little thing, I'm not afraid that it's going to break the whole thing down. I can listen to him and I can think of other outcomes. Before I was either mad or I was scared. I was filled with fear, anger, and now I have more things that I can build on, right? And so I can experience the joy in the moment. And then I can also listen in a clear and present state because I don't have all of this other stuff going on, you know, between us. So I can say, okay, I am experiencing this. What's going on? You know, before I would have made up all kinds of stories, I would have been all tangled up with that. So that brings the level of clarity and peace and freedom to our relationship because both of us are able to have the space that we need to express ourselves. And we know as grown adults living in the world that we live in, that we have triggers, we have a past, we have trauma. And to be able to understand that and in each other helps us to support each other during those times. And it's just so, it is, I didn't agree. I did not think that it was possible. And so that's, did that answer your question, Brooke?
it answered it for sure. I really appreciate that and can relate to some things that you've been saying myself. And I can see that with those things, like you were talking about in those moments where you might've gotten mad or you might not, or you put the blame on what, you know, put a blame on something, either yourself or the other person, when you come from it from, you know, a place of presence or it being be peace. And I know we're talking all limbs language here. Then it really helps that relationship, but no matter what, we're still talking about that self-love first.
Right.
You know, so I can relate to that. That's a recent journey for me as well. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love that, Deborah. And you and I, we've met on a similar path and we kind of emulated a lot of our partnership and what you shared and how you did it, because I found my person and I understand and energetically feel everything you just shared, and much like my journey too. So I very much resonate. We're coming to the end of this amazing session, and I'm sure we will bring Deborah on because she is a multifaceted woman that just shares her gifts with the world. And so we're so grateful for you to be here. But we want people to be able to connect with you beyond this session. So one, if there's any final thoughts that you have, we'd love to hear them. But then two, how do they connect with you out in this wide world so they can learn how to be present too?
Awesome. Well, there's the, well, I think the first thing that I want everybody to know is you are amazing. Everybody, you are amazing and you deserve everything and anything that you want, and you can have it. I think a lot of us don't think we can have it. You can have it. And so I would love to help you with that, but you know, bepresent.org is one thing that I think is a really amazing place for you to go. GratefulOhm.life is my website. And Deborah@GratefulOhmLife.com is how you can reach me. Yeah, I would love to hear from you. I would love to chat. I would love to make you just, you know, start on your journey and just start. Just start. Whatever occurs to you to start, just start. And I will be over here loving you.
Well, thank you so much. That's a great way for us to end this session. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Brooke and Lynn, for being here for this. And we welcome you to the Wise Woman Collective. Join our community online and let's get connected and continue this conversation. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Wise Women Collective Show.
We trust you're leaving inspired, empowered, and ready to make a difference. Keep the momentum going. Join our Wise Women Collective community at wisewomencollectivehq.com.
Connect with other women, amplify your power, and together we'll continue to rise. Until next time, stay strong and connected. Because when women rise, the world follows.